What's going on, guys, and welcome back to the podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit and you get the hard truths over here, because the hard truths is all about love. All right, a lack of accountability is a lack of love. If I don't hold you accountable, that means I don't give a fuck about you. But since I care about you and I love you, I want to see you do great. That's how I hold myself accountable. And so, listen, if you are in this path of trying to improve the quality of life because you're tired of the same shit, just a different day, you have to understand one big thing. Your friends might not be the biggest supporters of what you do. Your friends might still be doing the same things that you were doing at one point. You see, you met your friends, which you probably love, all right? I love my friends. But you met them at a point in your life where you were all thinking the same way, most likely, doing kind of the same things. Like, why else? You're not going to hang out with senior citizens if you're 25 years old, right? You're not fucking doing the same shit. You're not best friends, right? Right. So understand, as you meet people, at where you're at. Your habits, your thoughts, your likes, dislikes, right? New York Jets fan's not going to hang out with the Dolphin fans because they're best buddies. They might, though, actually. I don't know. They like football. See, they're still common. They like football. Different teams, same sport. You know, but you know, you're not going to really catch an atheist and a Christian hanging out like best pal, old buddies, old pal. That's kind of tough, you know? So, oh, maybe, I don't fucking know. Anyways, you get the concept, okay? So you meet people where they're at. So what ends up happening is growth is a lot about taking away. You see, some people think like growth is about adding. Growth is about subtracting. You're subtracting the things that are not benefiting your life in the direction that you wanted to go. So, for example, if you are used to, for me, I would say this, like back in 2020, like I used to go out with my friends a lot. I'm talking like we'd go out to the bars on like Thursday, Friday, Saturdays, even sometimes Sundays. That's when I'm like, yo, bro, that's too many days. And I wouldn't get belligerent drunk, but you know, I just have a few drinks, vibe out. Fitness was still my thing. I was still training people, so obviously wasn't going to be that trainer. And, you know, that was happening very often. And there's times where I go like a week or two without hanging out with them and doing that kind of shit. Cause I'm like, nah, bro, like I can't be training people and trying to lead a role model or be a leader. I'm just doing all this, right? And so there came a point where I was like, bro, I can't keep hanging out with my friends. They're just, it's fun, but it's costing me mentally, physically, spiritually, everything, you know? Like it's going against what I'm trying to do. I was trying to like build my business and help more people. And every time I would do that, I know I'd wake up not as confident, not as consistent, not as disciplined. And it's very hard to train at the highest level, help more people if I have those kind of slip ups, you know, energy drainers. And I remember I was like, yo, I got to move. And so I looked for a one bedroom apartment because I knew one thing. I knew if I separated myself from the people that were doing the things that I know I needed to stop doing, I would stop. And so I took the leap. I was paying like $560 like a month for my one for a bedroom and like a four bedroom house. And then I went from that to paying $1,000 for a one bedroom. But I knew in the back of my mind, I'm like, look, this is a big jump for me, but I know it's gonna pay off because it's just gonna be me and my dog. It's gonna be me and Leon, and I don't have distractions. A lot of people say, you know, live with roommates, like you can save money. From my experience, living alone has paid off tremendously because it's allowed me to build my own environment. It's allowed me to build my own sanctuary of what I need in order for me to succeed in life, you know? And so by doing that, me and my friends didn't hang out as much. And me and my friends kind of drifted apart because it was part of it, man. It was part of it. I knew in the back of my mind and in my gut, right? Just like you probably. You're like, I want to get better. I need to improve the quality of my life, but I get sucked into, and it's not their fault. It's your fucking fault. It's my fault, you know? But you get sucked in. It's so hard to say no. Again, life is about subtracting, not adding. And so the biggest thing was like saying no to them. And I had to separate myself from them in order for me to build a better quality of life. And you have to learn that by you separating yourself to build a better quality life, which is ultimately build a better you, there's nothing wrong with it, my friend. It's just not going to be easy. They're going to question you. They're going to be upset. because you are fun. You are a fun person to hang out with. You made them laugh. They're fun. Like, obviously, you guys would not fucking be hanging out. And so you also have to envision that, you know what, this is part of my life, but I want a better quality of life. And there'll be a transition where you won't be hanging out with as many people. And yes, when you have to find God, like literally, like I feel okay because I am with God. I'm with my dog. And then I'm, whatever I'm doing is benefiting me. Maybe to use the gym, maybe at work, you're looking for a better job. Like that's the thing. You scale up because you get better. Your life also scales up. For me, business wise, I'm creating more content. I'm doing TikTok lives. I'm talking to more people. I'm talking to more customers. But maybe you work a job and maybe you're like, you know what? Because I've been hitting the gym. I'm more disciplined. I'm more consistent. I'm more confident. I have more self-esteem. My skill set is better because you get better. You know what? Let me apply to a new job. And maybe what ends up happening is you apply to a new job and you're surrounded by more like-minded people now because of the work that you've put in, you've grown. Or maybe in your job, you get a promotion. And now you have more responsibility because you've grown. And so understand that there'll be a time where it's kind of like, fuck, man, I love them. And I'm like, but I'm like, you got to really think for your future and be like, dog, if I keep doing this, I know it's not going to go where I want to go. And like, I always tell people there's a time and a place where you are by yourself and you're like, fuck, I really need to change my life. And for me, that would be after a night of drinking. I'd be living at my own place because there was times where like last year, no, 2 years ago, I was still doing that. I would still be going out with them. And I wake up in my bed by myself and I'd be like, bro, I'd be hungover and I barely get hangovers. And I'm like, bro, you need to stop this, bro. You know, this is not going to help you. This is not helping you. And I'm like, fuck me. And it's that feeling internal where it's like telling you this is not the way you should be going. And so that doesn't mean you can't touch base with them. I still touch base with my friends. I still love them. You know, I'll hit them up and sometimes I'll go do things with them, like meaning like I'll grab some dinner with them. I mean, I'll grab some breakfast with them or we'll all go hit the gym because my friend group, they hit the gym. But there's sometimes where they just drink and I'm like, no, I'm out, you know? And I'll show out, you know? I'll be like, what's up? Like once in a blue moon. And it'll be fun because Alex never comes out with us, you know? But he's coming out with us now. So understand that you don't have to completely cut them off, but I don't even think it's cutting them off because you're not leaving them and be like, fuck you guys. You're just kind of like, yo, I'm just doing my thing right now. Like, I need to get better. And my friends always knew that about me. Alex is doing his thing. Alex is like incognito. Alex is in prison. That was my thing last year. I'm like, no, I'm making a prison. I'm fucking grinding this shit out. And I prided myself in that. I was like, no, dude, I'm in my fucking grind cave. I'm in my grind cave. I'm grinding, bro. I'm grinding, dude. I'm like doing my shit. And now I don't really say like I'm grinding. I'm just living my life because like this is like I'm not trying to get out of the grind. I like the way I live my life. I love the quality of my life. And that's ultimately what you want to aim for too. And when you live this kind of quality of life, you also have to understand you attract who you are. You start having these habits. Your frequency is on a different level. So now you're on a different level with different people. And they will come into your life. I've had some really good people come into my life since I've stopped hanging out with certain people. And that's the beautiful thing. Give it enough time. And as you're raising your frequency, because your frequency is like ultimately how you vibrate. And the better habits you have, the higher you vibrate. Simple as that. Okay? When you're living in a state of gratitude, love, faith, like positivity, enlightenment, forgiveness, when you vibrate there because you have better habits that make you feel that way, you will attract those type of people on the same wavelength. Okay, understand that everything's in frequency. And if that's kind of tricky for you, let me put it this way. When you put on a sad song, why do you think you get sad? It's a low state of frequency. If you put on a really happy song, why do you feel happy? Because it's a high state of frequency. Even though nothing's happening, the frequency coming out from your headphones, from your phone, from your car is raising your level of frequency. Okay? Everything in life is frequency. Look it up. So, with that being said, just hold strong. Say no. So you can say yes to the life that you actually wanted to live. Okay? Much love, fam. Take care.